is Nechoshes. Nechoshes is the letters Noach and Shes. After Cain killed Hevel, his neshama was Nesgalgal into Shes, and then into Noach. That's Noach Shes, Nechoshes. And then it was Nesgalgal into Moshe, Va'ato. That's the Hemshech. Nechoshes, Va'ato. Noach Shes, Moshe is Va'ato. A neshama is the Rosh Hatevis. Noach Shes, Moshe Hevel. Everyone has in the Sherish of neshama. But it doesn't say Moshe Beferish. Va'ato. We know Parshas Tetzav, it doesn't say Moshe Rabbeinu's name. Moshe Rabbeinu in Parshas Kisisa requests Mechenino Misifracha Asher Kasafta. Asher is 501. Tetzavim is 501. There are 101 psukim in the parasha of Tetzavim, and that's because in the name Moshe, the hidden letters, if you spell out Mem Shin Hey, Mem is Mem Mem, Shin, Shin Yud Nun, and Hey is Hey Aleph, if you take only the hidden letters, not the actual Mem Shin Hey, it spells out to 101. So Bahalten is Moshe Rabbeinu in Parshas Tetzav. The Yikoy Lech Hashem in Zay Zoch. The Meshech Chacham brings an interesting pshat that he brings the Medrash that the Emes on one hand, the Chodesh Baruch Hu was on the loimut with Moshe Rabbeinu by Yoyim. But how is he able to learn also at night? So the Emes, the limud is that he has to learn from him only by Yoyim. But the Meshech Chachma brings it in a few places. He brings the Sma in Hilchis Chosh and Mishpat Simen Hei that there's a halacha that you're not allowed to dan a bezdin Mishpat Balayla. It's a halacha, the Morin Sanhedrin. But the Sma says if it's Neiris Dolkois, we spoke about it a few weeks ago, if it's Neiris Dolkois, then you're allowed to. So it's Vayikhu Elecha Shemen Zayizoch, Ayyadeh, the Shemen Zayiz will be able to learn also from HaKadosh Baruch Hu Balayla. The Iker, the Sugyas over here in the Parshas Tetzaveh, after the Hakdomah of the Menorah, is Lagabi, the Big Day Kahuna. The Rambam counts the mitzvah of Big Day Kahuna as a mitzvah. In the Tariyag Mitzvah, there's a mitzvah of Big Day Kahuna. The Ramban is Choylik. The Ramban says that, first of all, the Ramban says if you want to count Big Day Kahuna, there's three sets of Big Day Kahuna. There's Big Day Kahin Hediyat, Mechnasayim, Metznefes, Avnet, and Ksoinis. A hat, a jacket, a gartel, and pants. And a Kohen Gadol has those four begodim, and also four more begodim. Sits, Eifoy, Choshen, and Me'il. There's a third set of begodim that the Kohen Gadol would wear on Yom Kippur, which was very similar to a Big Day Kohen Hediyot. Only those four. But for the Ramban, you're counting the dominion of mitzvahs, maybe there should be three mitzvahs. Big Dekoin Gadol, Big Dekoin Hediyot. Elomai, Zok the Ramban, it's not a separate mitzvah, it's a chelik of mitzvahs, binyan HaMikdosh. B'doimel is the Klei HaMikdosh. The Rambam counts Shulchan, Mizbeach, Menorah, he counts them as mitzvahs. The Ramban learns, no, Shulchan is a chelik of the mitzvah of Lechem HaPonim. Mizbeach Azov is a mitzvah of Ketoris. It's a chelik of the Kli is a chelik of that parsha, what was the Matorah? Menorah is a chelik of the mitzvah of Hadlokas Haner. Now we said that there's the Big Day Kohen Hediyot and the Big Day Kohen Gadol. We know that in the Big Day Kohen Gadol there was Klayim. Some of the Begodim had Klayim. Semer and Pishtim Yachdov. But in the Begin of the Kohen Hediyot it's a big machloikis. Most of the Big Day Kohen Hediyot for sure was made out of butz, out of Pishtim, not out of Klayim. There's a machloikis in the Gemara. What about the Avnet? Was the Avnet of a Kohen Hediyot made out of Klayim? Machloikas in the Gemara. The emes is, we know that a Kohen is allowed to wear Klayim. It's Eser Dechaloisa say, it's Hutra. We're not going into the details of Hutra, Tchuyah, but in Beis HaMikdash it's Noig. You can be Doicha and wear Klayim. But the Achroyim asked, the Shagasari has a big Arichos, if a Kohen Hediyot in his Avnei also has Klayim, so then he understands that either way there's going to be Klayim. But like the man the Omer that a Kohen Hediyot, the Avnet of a Kohen Hediyot was not Klein. That means a Kohen Hediyot didn't have Klein. The whole concept of Klein, the Big Day Kahuna, is in the Kohen Gadol. So what's the heter for the Kohen Gadol to do the Avoida? It's Efshe B'Kohen Hediyot. Bishman if it's hutra. So it's hutra gomer. But if you learn that it's not mamish hutra, the mashal in the Rambam Shita, it's meduyik. There's a big arichas in the Shagasari on this and in the Beis Halevi. The Rambam is meduyik that it's only a dechuya. He says only mamish b'shas avoid. If it's not b'shas avoid, you have to take off the big day the client. So frek the Shagasari. So then it's if it's not so poshut, if it's a shail of client, then it's better that a kohen hegdish should do the avoida. If a kohen hegdish forgotten is not client. What? There's another shaila that they asked. The Gemara describes the pious, that they used to have a pious, all the kohanim would come around, and it says that one of them would take off his mitznefes. So the Shagasari asks, it's better that he should take off his avnit. If the avnit is klein, he's taking off his mitznefes, they're not doing avoida now. He's a shaila of wearing klein. He says, in a chanami, like the man, the omar, avnit was klein, they would take off the avnit. It's dafka, like the man, the omar, that anyways, it wasn't klein then, you would take off the mitznefes. But that's a machlokes in the Gemara, if the avnit of a klein head yit was made out of klein. And it has repercussions for the issue of whether the mitzvah big day kahuna is doicha. Oh, but the Gemara discusses in Yuma like this. The Kohen Gadol, of course, we know, had the four of the Kohen Hegdit plus another four, that's for sure. Shmoyne Begadol. But on Kohen Gadol, the Yom Kippur, in the special avoyus of Yom Kippur, there was special Begadol. And without going, that's by Riches Moore and Parshas Achrimois, but there was a Seder Advarim that the Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippur, and he would start off with Big Day Zov and do the Tomas El Shachar. He would switch into Big Day Lovin and do certain avoidance of Yom Kippur, and switch back into Big Day Zov, do a few more avoidance of Chayim Sayoim, but of other things that are Shayach with Zov. And the truth is, it would be Zov, Lovin, Zov, Lovin, Zov. Because the Machlaikis, certainly at the beginning he did the Tamar Shal Shachar, at the end he did the Tamar Shal Rabbayim. There's a big Machlaikis Panoim, where exactly everything in the middle fit in. One basic thing, just at all, for the Seder Advarim, what's the Mavur is that the Big Day Lovin, all of the avoidance of the Big Day Lovin, everything he had to do about the Dama Par and the Ketairis and the Kodesh Kadoshim was all done the first time. The second time he put on the Big Day Lovin was just for Hitzos Kafu Machta, just to take it out. Just to take it out. But Al Kapar, there was a Seder that he wore the Big Day Lovin. The Gemara Gavur and Yuma that he bade that on the Big Day Lovin for sure there was no Klein. Even though there's a Machlaikis, if the Avnit of the Klein Hedyot was Klein, but the Big Day Lovin of Yom Kippur for sure was not Klein. That's Klur. Klur is the Gemara though. Let's say the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur had a psul. And you have to be Maman another Kohen Gadol. Now normally when you Maman another Kohen Gadol, what do? You get him into the Kohen Gadol. How do you introduce him? Mechanach him into the Kohen Gadol. He puts on the Shmoyin of a Gadol and he gets started and he does. Avoid it with Kohen Gadol. Shaila is, what if it's Yom Kippur and the Kohen Gadol was up to the Big Day Lovin pot? They already brought the Tamar Shal Shachar. Kohen Gadol was about to do, there's nothing left to do, we're up to a Big Day Lovin part of the Avodah. And the Kohen Gadol becomes puzzle, dies, he's puzzle, you have to be Maman another Kohen Gadol. Frek the Gemara, how are you going to introduce this new Kohen Gadol into his Arvit? What are you going to do? You're going to put him on the Big Day Lovin. What's he wearing? Big Day Lovin. What's Big Day Lovin? It's regular Magadol of a Kohen Hedyot. What's unique about it? Zopti Gemara. Bish Lema, if a regular Kohen Hedyot, the Avnei is Klein, so then it's Bishmak. The regular Big Day Kohen Hedyot has an avnet of Klein. And this Kohen, who's getting upgraded now to Kohen Gadol, is putting on pure Big Day Lovin without an avnet of Klein. Oberfrek, the Gemara, like the man, the Yomer, that the avnet of a Kohen Hedyot the whole year also was not Klein. It's Gnoi, Gnoi, exactly like the Begadim of a Kohen Gadol in Yom Kippur. So, Bimamachan Chanoisai, what is he going to do? He's going to put on the Begadim of a Kohen Gadol Lovin. That's Big Day Kohen Hedyot. How is it expressed that he's a Kohen Gadol? So the Gemara says, it's only good if you learn Kohen Hedyot is Klein. What's the Eitzah the other way? So the Eitzah is he should put on the Big Day Shmoyne Begodim and just go on to the Mizbeach and be Mahapach Bitzinoira. He should like drezach a little bit on the Mizbeach and do something. Or the Gemara has an Upshat. He taka puts on regular Big Day Lovin, which is the exact same thing as Kohen Hedyot. But Abedosel Mechan Chosid. He's already going about, he's going to put it on his Begodim and go do something with the Yom Kippur and the Gazah. The avoid itself is machanach. That's the shaykh of the tie in the Gemara. What we see in this Gemara is that there's no chilik between the begadim of a Kohen Hedyot and the big beloved of going God on Yom Kippur, except maybe the issue of the Avnet, which is a machlokes. But besides that, it's the same. If there's another chilek, then the Gemara should say that. Which leads to big problems. L'moshul, the Shita, the Rambam, and the Ravid have a whole machlokes about exactly the differences between the mitznefes. Was the mitznefes of the Kohen Gadol and the Megbas of the Kohen Hedyot the same? The Rambam and Ravid have a whole issue describing that there was shinuyim between the two. Tosfos in Sukkah Daf Hey describes that there's a difference. He actually says they both were just long, long, round things, but there was different length, different way you wrapped it around. Fregen d'achroyim, the Nishtal HaMelechtim, and Feschinach, the Gadol HaKohen, they ask, how can you tell me that there's a difference in the hats? If there's a difference in the hat, then the Gemara should have said that. Lozmarab, let's say the Avnei, the Taka of a Kohen Hedyot is also Butz, is also only Pishta, not Klein. There's still a chilek between Big Day Kohen Gadol and Kohen Hedyot. You know, the Gemara says, it says Ksoines Tashbeitz, but it only says Ksoines Tashbeitz by the Kohen Gadol. So there's a some Achroinim, I think Ibn Ezra brings other Mefarshim that the Kohen Hedyot's Begadol wasn't Tashbeitz. I don't know what's the Metzius of Tashbeitz, but it's something Tashbeitz. That's a chilek. The Ksoines of a Kohen Gadol is Tashbeitz. Kohen Hedyot is not Tashbeitz. So that you could say a Chokhmah, the Kohen Gadol's Shmoine Begadol Ksoines was Tashbeitz. Maybe his Arba Begadol of a Kohen Gadol wasn't Tashbeitz. Magabi, the hat is a chap. The Achrayim say that the whole reason why the Kohen Gadol's hat was different than the Kohen Hedyot is because the Kohen Hedyot had to have tefillin, Kohen Gadol had to have tzitz and tefillin. So the hat had to be different to leave room for both. But the Big Day Lavan, now I'm not going to say that on a Shabbos when you don't wear tefillin, the hats were different. The hats stayed the same. But the Big Day Lavan of Yom Kippur, which doesn't have to take into consideration tzitz and it doesn't have to take into consideration in the tefillin, so then maybe it will be the same size. Although I'm thinking now, when the Kohen Gadol switched into the Arba Begadim, it couldn't have been the same mitznefes. The mitznefes of his Shemoyim Begadim is a different, that's the question. Is there a difference between his mitznefes? The mechnasayim. It was a different mechnasayim for the Arba Begadim and the Shemoyim Begadim. The Kohen Gadol himself was switching back and forth on Yom Kippur. It could be the same mechnasayim. I don't know if it's the same. If the same it's nefes, would it be gecheshmen because there's no tzitz and filling? But that's a kasha that we have, Magabi, that sugyo in Yuma. I saw in the Ramban, the Gemara says, you should make the Big Day Kahuna. The Ramban over here in the parasha says that you have to make the Begodim l'shmo. Sorech lasis is the Begodim l'shmo. And then the Ramban continues, the Yitochein, they even have to have kavona. Imagine what that means. As I look at the Ramban, he says, you need to be l'shmo. The Yitochin Nami Shetzorach Kavona. I don't know what the Kavona is, the difference between the Shmo and Kavona. It's Tzorach Pirish, but as I stay in the Ramban, the Sifurna also says, it says, you make the Begodim Lekadsho, he says it's a din of Kavona. You have to have Kavona and the Shmo. So I saw the Menchas Chinuch brings that the Rambam doesn't bring this. He doesn't see in the Rambam anyway that you need the Shmo by the Sea of Big Day Kavona. The Ramban over here in the parish of the Sifurna, the Rachayim, they bring it, but the Rambam doesn't bring that as a din of the Shmo. By Big Day Kohuna. The Menchas Chinuch says afterwards he found the Yerushalmi in Yuma. That the Yerushalmi in Yuma clears a machloikis if you need the Begodim Kohuna to be made l'shma. And the Yerushalmi is toilet in a different machloikis whether by mezuzah, if the oyer, when you ma'abid the or in the beginning, doesn't need to be l'shma. And the Gemara compares them in the two. And he says it's beautiful, it stims because the Ramban sheet is that ibud of the mezuzah needs l'shma. L'shitasi, the Big Day Kohuna needs l'shma. The Rambam, who by mezuzah held not, that's why the Rambam Taka doesn't bring it by Big Day Kohuna also. The Meshech Chochma Yisul in Parshas Pekudei says an interesting twist. It doesn't say that by the Klei HaMikdosh it needs Lishma. It doesn't say by the Or and the Benoira there's no din of Lishma. Why by Davka Big Day Kahuna? He's Medayik it also in the Pesukim. Many times in the Pesukim by Big Day Kahuna there's a Bezunder Kashat Tziva Hashem that he's Medayik. Not that it says Kechoy Lashat Tziva like it says Keseda, the Vayakob Pekudei is full of Kechoy Lashat Tziva. Kashat Tziva, Bezunder Adik that needs Lishma, but he says, what's the Taish? He says it's usher to make klei hamikdash. It's usher to make stamazay a menorah and oran. It's an isser. Lasis kitav nisan. So then you don't need lishma because of course he's doing it lishma. It's stamal lishma because you're not allowed to do it if not for that. But big day kahuna, there's no isser of making big day kahuna. Dmoi big day kahuna. There's no isser of lasoy some stam. There it needs lishma. I saw a different shot from Rav Nosson Adler why you would need lishma because the emes if big day kahuna has klayim. So the system, how it works, it's working with Essay Doichaloise. So he says, it's talking about the Levisha, but if you need Essay Doichaloise, then it has to be also the Shema. It's a shtickle, a twist, because we're talking about the Asiya Sabagodim, not the Levisha Sabagodim. But he says, since the Yisoid of Big Day Kahuna requires Esed Bechaloisei, that's the reason why it warrants all the Shema. The Gemara says in Zvachim, Daf Pei Ches, and very similar to the Gemara in Erech and Daf Kazayin, Omar Rav Ini Bar Sosoin, Loma Nismacha Parshas Karbonis LaParshas Big De Kahuna. And the other Gemara says it backwards, Loma Nismacha Parshas Big De Kahuna LaParshas Karbonis. The difference in these two girsis, we're keeping suspense why it's Loma Nismacha, but the difference in the two girsis, whether it's Loma Nismacha Big De Kahuna LaKarbonis, or Loma Nismacha Karbonis LaBig De Kahuna, it's a steer in Rashi there, but it's not. It's talking two different Gemaras. One is referring to Parshas Tetzaveh, where Ba'arichas and Parshas Tetzaveh talks about the Big De Kahuna, and then it talks about the Karbonis. The other Gemara is referring to Parshas Tzav, where it talks about Arichas about Karbonis, and then later in the Parsha has an Arichas about the Big Day Kahuna. But both of them are the same member of Omar Rav Ini Bar Sosa, Loma Nismacha, in one place Parshas Karbonis, the Parshas Big Day Kahuna. We're actually in Parshas Tzav now, so it's the other Gemara, Loma Nismacha, Parshas Big Day Kahuna, the Parshas Karbonis. Loimar Lecha, Ma Karbonis Mechaprim, Af Big Day Kahuna Mechaprim. And the Gemara goes by Riches to explain how each one of the Shmoyne Begadim of the Kohen Gadol is Mechaper. It's interesting, it's possible that maybe only Big Day Kohen Gadol is Mechaper. This concept of Big Day Kohen Mechaper, I want to go into, is it doesn't. It's maybe only in Kohen Gadol, not in Kohen Hedyot. And maybe that's a teretz to the Shagasari's Kasha, that if a Big Day Kohen Hedyot doesn't have a client, why is the Kohen Gadol allowed to wear Big Day Kohuna? If it's client, it's Efshoi Day Kohen Hedyot. It could be the Kohen Gadol is allowed to wear Big Day Kohuna Gadol, even Shaloi B'Shas Avoida. Even like the Rambam, that a Kohen Hedyot could only wear the Big Day Kohuna B'Klayim, the Rambam's it is Klayim, the Avnei, B'Shas Avoida over the Kohen Gadol, because it has this other union of Big Day Kohen Gadol Mechaprin, it may be, it's even Shaloi B'Shas Avoida, it's Tomid B'Shas Avoida, it's Mechapr. What's it Mechapr on? The Gemara B'Ksara, the Gemara says, the Ksainus is Mechapr on Shvichas Domin. It says by when they shechted the Ezen, by when they sold Yosef, it says by Yitlas Aksoinis, Badam. The Mechnesayin is for Gilei Arayis. Mitznefes is for Gasei Haruach. Avneit is Mechaper on Hirur Aleiv. The Choshen is Mechaper on Dinim. Eifoid is Mechaper on Avoid Zoro. The Me'il is Mechaper on Lashon Hora. And the Tzitz is Mechaper on Azaz Ponim, Azaz Shteit in the Gemara. So a few Ha'aris on this Gemara. The Gemara first asks, it says that the Ksoinus is Mechaper for Shvichas Domin. Frek the Gemara, the Ksoinus is Mechaper on Shvichas Domin, Egla Rufa is Mechaper on Shvichas Domin. So the Gemara says it depends. Hod the Yodaman Katle, Hod the Lo Yodaman Katle. When you don't know who the Ritzayach is, then it's Egla Rufa. When you know who the Ritzayach is, then it's the Ksoinus. Frek the Gemara then about Lashon Hara. Lashon Hara, the Me'il is Mechaper. Lashon Hara, the Ktoiris is Mechaper. So the Gemara, Hod the Sino, Hod the Farhesi. Now there's a few other nekudas. It's interesting. I saw the Meshech Chochma says the Eifed is mechaper on Avodah Zarah. The lashon of the pasuk is v'cheisher afudosoi asher alav k'maasei u'mimenu yia. Zot the Meshech Chochma b'derech drush. Eifed is mechaper on Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah is the one aveira that even machshava. Kodesh Baruch Hu is manish machshava k'maisa by Avodah Zarah. B'derech klal ena Kodesh Baruch Hu mitzarif machshava l'maisa b'negei aveiras by Avodah Zarah. Yeah. Eifed is Avodah Zarah, is Mechaper on Avodah Zarah. V'cheishev afudosoi asher olov k'maaseyu. The machshava of Eifed is Azoyvi the Maisa. There's another Nakuda though that says, V'lo yizach ha-choshen me'alo Eifed. The choshen is Mechaper on Dinim. And the Eifed is on Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah is ben Adam l'mokoyim. Dinim is ben Adam l'chaveiroi. A person thinks that maybe you could be a good yid just in ben Adam l'mokoyim, just in ben Adam l'chaveiroi. There are both kinds of toyim in this, and on that the Torah says, "V'lo yizach hachoyshen me'al ha'efoy gamizeh v'gamizeh al tanach yedecha es geit sezamen." I saw in the Drush Moshe from Moshe Feinstein, he's also a similar vort, but he says because it's be'etzem shoyr shem echad, someone that's poigim in avodah zorah and someone that makes a pagam and dinim, in both them it's the same. It's in shoyr shem emuna. Someone that has emuna is has emuna not to be machshel another yid, another person, and also not to be nechshel avodah zorah. It's v'lo yizach. Hachoshim me'ala eifoy, this gate sezamen. Now the pasuk says, Vasisa big de kodesh la'ar nechicha le'kovoyt ulesef'oris. The Gemara in Zvachim brings that there are dinim in the fact that the begodim are le'kovoyt ulesef'oris. They shouldn't be too long, too short, they shouldn't be dirty, they shouldn't be old. And a lot of these dinim are because it's not covered with sef'oris. Although, it's a big arichas, I just want to touch it, it's a big sugi there, it's a stira in the Rishonim. The Gemara says if the begodim are too short, it's no good, it's a machloikis. Is that because it's not covered with sefaris? Or some say, no, it's pashit, it's mechusar begodim. Or Hudin, if it's too long and it's dragging on the floor, is that stam zeh sefelt and covered the sefaris? Or no, it's even worse. It's pashut miyuter begadim. There's a din. You're not allowed to wear an extra baggage, an extra t-shirt. I don't know if he's allowed to wear glasses, maybe contact lenses in place. You have to know what goes into the din of yuter begadim. But yuter begadim is not only another ksainis or another mitznefes. It's even a shar begadim. Right? He wasn't wearing a yarmulke under the mitznefes. It's a shaila whether, let's say, begodim ishulashim, if it was too long, is it because of yitter begodim, or is it only because of covered v'sefaris? It's an afkamina l'mashal, if yichayiv misa. It could be, if it's felt and covered v'sefaris, it's not pashut, if it's machal lavoid, if it's chayiv misa, maybe it's only lechatchila. There's another interesting diak that it says, it's clear that when you're mechusar begodim kipshutai, you're chayiv misa, and you're also machal lavoida. But the Gemara learns it out, without going into the technicalities of the drushes, the Gemara learns it out from Psukim, but it looks like there's two separate series of Psukim, and the way Tais explains it over there, from the Rimur Alainish, in Zvachim Nafid Zayin, is that there's a separate set of Psukim for the Michnasayim, and it's Mamash Meduyik, Lahafli, the Psukim, the Mishsechokmat, Haichas it all. The Michnasayim wasn't Lekovet L'Seforis. The Michnasayim, the Pasuk says, V'osu Lehem Michnasay Bad L'chasos B'sar Ervo. The Michnasayim is Kipshuta L'chasos. The other three begodim is recovered with the forest. And it's not a separate Yalfusis. If you know the Cheshvan HaDroshes, the side for the din of Chilul Avoy, the side for the din of Misa, there's a separate psukim for Mechnasayim, and separately the psukim for the other three. And the other Pesach, it only mentions the other three taka. Because the other three are recovered with the forest, the Mechnasayim is Lechasois, the Sar Erva, it has different Gedorim. A very interesting finish. So in the Minchas Chinuch, the Gemara in Bechayrus Daf Yud Zayin talks about semer of a rochel bas eiz. A rochel bas eiz is a certain kind of a klayim, and there's a shaila if its semer is considered semer. And the Gemara learns out from a pasuk that it doesn't have a din of semer. L'mashal, where do you need semer? There's a din of tcheles by tzitzis that you need to be out of semer. The white strings don't have to be made of semer dafka, but the tcheles means semer. If it's a rochel bas eiz, it's not semer. Who adin? The Gemara learns for the lav of klayim. Semer of a rochel bas eiz is not klayim. Semer gemalim is not klayim. If you take semer gemalim and pishman, only semer of a certain meaning. Rochel bas eiz is not semer. Benigay klayim. Benigay tumas begodim. Tumas begodim by negoyim is only by semer and pishman. A whole regime of zachim. The Mechas Chinuch says there are tremendous chiddush. She says not for all things. There are certain things that maybe semer of a rochel bas eiz is considered semer. The Beir Halacha brings it. There got to be some things. But he wants to say first of all, reishis hageiz. There's a din of reishis hageiz on semer. There, there's no meat. He's making cheshbon in the drushes, and then he said, "This is the moirat gezach." And everyone's like, "Yeah, it's ufreis." Big day kahuna doesn't need semer of a rochel basay. There's a lot of used semer of a rochel basay, which is a dover nifla ad moed. It's possible to have big day kahuna without klein. The semer of big day kahuna is a lot to be made out of semer of a rochel basay. Big day kahuna doesn't require semer dafka of a keves. It could be semer of a rochel basay. Lav of klein is one of the things the Gemara says in Furish is not an iser of klein if it's semer of a rochel basay. So it's mishkachas big day kahuna without klein. So you'll tell me, so why is it mutter? Because it's very not shkir to be able to find it. But be'etzem it's possible. Be'etzem it's possible. Uvezem yushav harbe kushis the shagas ari and the cheshbonis we hinted it to before. About the gedorim of big day kahuna, whether it's doicha klayim, the emphasis is that it's possible. It's mishkach aslon an oifin that it's not going to be klayim. You have the avnei meluyim and the avnei shoyham. The avnei meluyim were 12 avonim that were on the choshen, which had the names of the shvatim, and the avnei shoyham were 2 avonim that were on the ephod. On the ephod was avnei shoyham. Now on the avnei shoyham of the ephod also was written the names of the shvatim. On the Avnei Shoyam of the Ephod, each one of the 2 Avonim, one on each shoulder, had 6 names of Shvatim. Tosfos brings in Soita V'Shem the Yerushalmi, that what was the Seder, which Shvatim were on which Evan, by the Avnei Shoyam. I'm first talking about the Avnei Shoyam. It's a Machloikas V'Shoyim. And this is, MSU needed a chart for this, so we're just going to touch it, but there's a huge Machloikas V'Shoyim in what the Seder of the Shvatim was. Hen Lagabi the Avnei Choshen, Hen Lagabi the Avnei Shoyam, but Tosfos and Soita brings the Yerushalmi, one of the Shitas, a lot of this, that it's based on Har Grizim and Har Evel, but there's one day in the Yerushalmi that both Avnei Shoyam, each one had 25 letters. And the way to work out that it comes out 25 letters, like one day in the Yerushalmi, is that Binyamin had to be cut into half. You have to have Ben on one Evan and Yamin was on the other Evan. That's how it works out, the cheshbon of getting exactly 25 koi, 25 oisius on each one. It's grace and Yonim with koi. Together it's 50. Chamishim, it's big in Yonim. But Akoponim, Ben and Yamin were split up. Zok the Meshech Chochma, there's a remez noe, he says. It says in the Pasuk, Uvein Kseifov, by Binyamin, it says, Uvein Kseifov Shochim. Binyamin was rested on both shoulders because he was partially on the right shoulder, partly on the left shoulder. Now that's Lagabi, the Avnei Shoyam. Now separately, there were Avnei Choyshen. The Avnei Choyshen, there's a Seder of the Arbaturim of Evan, and here once again, it's a big Machlaikis Rishonim. First of all, it's a Machlaikis Rishonim. Less man the poet, from what I saw in the very Yeshitas, Oidem was the first stone, and Oidem is Ruvain. Like all the Shittas, Ruvain starts, and therefore Oidem is Ruvain. And like all the Shittas, Binyamin is the last. And Yoshpet is Binyamin, but after that, Balagan Gadol. Why? Because first of all, let's assume even, and most of the Shittas go, that Shimon is the second one. But where's the second one? Is it Oidem Pitada? Pitada is the second one? Or is it going down? Oidem Pitada Berekes, Noifech. Noifech is Shimon. So it says there's a double Balagan here. First of all, the Seder of exactly the 12, and there's Kama Shittas in them. And also, is it going across or down? The only thing that's settled is that Oidem is Ruvain, Yoshpe is Binyamin. The Gemara says in Yuma that besides saying the names of Shvatim on the stones, it also said Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, Shiftei Yishurim. The Gemara says it, we'll see the Cheshbon, because it needs to have all the letters on the Chafbeis Oisius on the Avnei HaChoshen to light up when the Urim V'Tumim lights up, and you need to have all 22 letters. Some of the letters are missing. Ches, Kuf, we'll see the letters are missing. So we add it in by saying Avram Yitzchak Yaakov Shifti Yishurim. Where did it say Avram Yitzchak Yaakov Shifti Yishurim? The Rambam Lamashal says that on Ruvain's stone, on the Oidem, on Ruvain's stone, it said Avram Yitzchak V'Yaakov. I'm a supplicant that said the Vav of V'Yaakov. As I say in Rambam, it said Avram Yitzchak V'Yaakov. I don't know if the Rambam means that. It said V'Yaakov. But the Rambam's saying, it said Avram Yitzchak V'Yaakov. But I'll put him, on Ruvain's stone, it said Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov. And on Binyamin's stone, it said Shiftei Yeshurin. But the Baal HaTurim brings that each one of the Avnei Choshen, this is more commonly, the Oyvon knows from the pictures, that each one of the Avnei Choshen had six Oisiyos. And therefore, Lamashal, Ruvain is already five letters, so it's Ruvain Aleph. Shimon was then Shimon Beis. Levi only has three letters, so it was Rehom, and so on and so forth. Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, all the way through Shiftei Yeshurin. Either way, it says those letters for Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Shiftei Yeshurin. And then, of course, it said one more thing. The Big De Kahuna has the names of the 12 Shvatim, and the name of the three Avos, Shiftei Yeshurin, Kodesh Lashem. The Tzitz said Kodesh Lashem, it's attached. The Kohen Gadol was walking Avram Yitzchak Yaakov Shifte Yeshurin Kodesh Lashem. He's representing Gans Klal Yisrael. The Kodesh Lashem of the Tzitz is also attached to that. Now that's the Cheshbon of the Shittas. Now, if you work out a little bit the Gemara in Yuma, a little bit of the Cheshbon, the Gemara in Yuma says that it says the names of all the Shvatim on the Avonim. Zokti Gemara. But there's no Tzaddik. You look at the names of the Shvatim, there's no Tzaddik. That's the Gemara's Kasha. Now, let me give you a little bit of information. If you go through the names of the Shvatim, there are four letters missing. Tzadi, Ches, Kuf, and Tes are not found in the names of the Shvatim. If you want to go in order, it's actually Ches, Tes, Tzadi, Kuf. Those are four letters. Go through the names of the Shvatim. Those are the letters that are missing. A very interesting Gemara in Yuma. The Gemara asks, there's no Tzadik! And for the Gemara, it says Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And that, by the way, answers up the Ches and the Kuf. But the Gemara didn't ask. The Gemara says, no tzaddik. So the Gemara from Yitzchak Yaakov. Frek the Gemara, but there's still no test. So the Gemara, Shiftei Yeshurin. Now everything is good. Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, Shiftei Yeshurin. Good. But a very modern say, the first that asks from the tzaddik, not from the ches. Zok the Chasam Sofer. The Pasuk says, V'ho'avonim tiyu al shmois b'nei Yisrael, which could be read, the names of the stones should be written on the names of Bnei Yisrael. Which means that besides the name of each shavit on the stone, it also said the name of each stone on the stone. And it says, Pitida is a tes. And it says, Varekes is a kuf. And it says Achlomo, which has a ches. And it has all the letters. The only letter missing is there's no tzaddik. Frag the Gemara, there's no tzaddik. Zok the Gemara, it says Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Now that it says Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov are like the Avonim of Klal Yisrael. They're the Ovos. Now that you machadish that it says the name of the Ovos on the stones, so when it says Va'avonim Tiyu Ashmois B'nei Yisrael, it could very well mean that it says the names of the Ovos and there's no necessity to say the names of the stones. Frakti Gemara, oh, so it says Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, which covers us for everything now. But now there's no tes. Until now there was Pintador. But now that it says Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, there's no tes. The Gemara shifte yishur, and that's why when Yaakov comes the mus yuknoi to Yosef, and Yosef sees the mus yuknoi shall over, then Yosef Yaakov tells him, "You're going to be mezane. If you're going to be mezane, then chas v'shalom, your name is not going to be. You're not going to have nitzchias. The shvotim are netzach. They're on the big dekuna. Yosef, you're not going to have nitzchias." Why is Yaakov so worried? Because if you're going to take out Yosef, then there's no samach at all. And the only way to get Samach back is to put the names of the stones. Sapir. And if you're putting back the names of the stones, then there's no reason to put the names of the Ovis. And then Yaakov comes along. So Yaakov has in the gears that Yosef should stay, so it shouldn't have to bring back Sapir. Avort. But the Gemara says in Soika that when Yaakov came to Yosef, he told him, "You're going to lose your nitzchis on the stones. The royal zoinos ya'avid hoin." Zot the Chanukas HaTorah, what's plain? On the Avnei Shoyam, according to one of the sheikhs, to work out 25 letters on each, it said Yehoisef, not Yosef, Yehoisef. So you got an extra hay. And if you're keeping track of the Cheshbon of how it said Avram Yitzchak Shifte Yeshurun, and realizing that Binyamin has six letters by itself, so Binyamin didn't have any extras, on Yosef's stone it said Vov Nun of Yeshurun. So Yosef on the stones was Zeichet to an extra hay in Yehoisef, and to a Vov Nun of Yeshurun. And Yaakov is telling you, you're going to lose that hoin, you're going to lose the Veroya Zoin is Ya'abed hoin, you're going to lose the hay of Yehoisef and the Vav Nun of Yeshurun. Now, it says, Tarshish Vishoyam the Yoshve, and the Meshech Chochma is Medayik, why does it say Tarshish Vishoyam? So he says, because he goes according to the Cheshbon of the Balaturim, Shoyam was Yosef, and Tarshish was Osher. And Yosef was attached to Usher. Yosef was Makar of the Bnei Ashvachis. So it's Tarshish Vishoyam. But then he says, interesting, a pshat, Tarshish Shoyam is the letters ends with Shin and starts with Shin. So, like when you say Kriyishma, you have to separate between the letters. So it couldn't just say Tarshish Shoyam. It would sound like just one word, Tarshish Shoyam. So it has to say Tarshish Vishoyam. So the Nifl, in Tarshish Pekudei, it doesn't say Vav. It just says Tarshish Shoyam. Because in Tarshish Tetzaveh, it's Moshe talking and telling them how to do it. It has to make a separation between the two Shins. But in Parshas Pekudei, it's just describing how it was done. L'maisa, it's not necessary to say the vav of Tarshish Shoyam. Now, a very interesting ha'ara, this Vasemesh tells and others. According to most of the Shittas, Shoyam was Yosef's Evan. According to other Shittas, it's Osher, it's other Cheshbonim. But according to Balaturim and a lot of the Shittas, it's Yosef. Fascinating. The Shoyam was Yosef. Shoyam is the same stone as the Avnei Ephod. The two stones on the ephod were Shoyam stones. That's the kind of a stone. They were Avnei Shoyam. Avnei really means stones that fill in. But the ephod had Avnei Shoyam. Shoyam is the same heaven as Yosef. Yosef is Meshach Shaychi to all the Yud Beis Shvat. Yosef's personal stone on the Choshen is Shoyam. The same stone that all the Shvatim are represented by. Yosef, we spoke about this in the Parshas and Bereshis. Yosef was supposed to have Yud Beis Shvatim. In the end, he only had two, Menashe and Ephraim. Yotzei by Yefoizu Zroya Yodav, Yotzei Eser Tipois. But Be'etzem Yosef was a shtickle of Bechin of an Av. He wasn't Av. He's a father of Shvatim. He's a father. Menashe Ephraim is a father of Shvatim. Yosef is a Bechin of Av, and Yosef of Agivisimos is considered parallel to all the Shvatim. The Shoyim of Yosef is the same as the Yosef of the Shoyim of all the Shvatim. Now, interesting ha'ara. The Gemara, the Torah brings in Hilchus Rosh Chodesh that each one of the Shvatim is connected a different Chodesh. Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov are connected to Shlomish with Golem, and the 12 Shvatim are connected to different Chodeshim. It's a big machlokes there also, which shevet goes to which chodesh. Rav Tzadok goes that Yosef is Adar. That's why there's two Adars, Menashe and Ephraim. Others say no, that Adar Beis is connected. All the shvatim. But there's a pshat that Adar, Mazel Adar is Dogim. Dogim is double. That's the only Mazel that's double. I mean, Te'oimim is also double, but that's what they are. They're Te'oimim. And Moiznaim also. But Dogim is this Dog, Dogim. It's because there's two Adars. But again, others say no, Adar Beis is Bechlal, doesn't have a Mazel. Only Adar Aleph's Mazel is Dogim. On the basis of Mala, but if it's Yosef, it's because Yosef is double. Now I saw, very interesting, it's a big machlokes if which shevet is which chodesh. But Yosef, if you go through the various svarim, the Maral and the Shem Yishmol, each one has Yosef in a different shevet, in a different chodesh. One of them says it's Nisan, it's Shvat, it's from Allah's item come to start. And the pshat is because Yosef is much more koil. Yosef, I say, you see here, Yosef is much more koil. He's Meshach Shaychi to all the Avonim. He's Meshach Shaychi to all the Shvatim. But if we're going to go like the gang that Yosef is Meshach Shaychi to Adar, the reason why Yosef is Meshach Shaychi to Adar, because Adar is Simcha. And we'll say B'Ktzora, but it's Netzim, it's a Choshev Nekuda. If a person wants to be B'Simcha, he has to be a Yosef. A ikr nekuda of what brings a person to atzvas, to dika'on, to being nochgeschlept and verhakt and not zufrieden with himself and with his surroundings and with who knows what, is because he's not shoyl with b'yitzroy and because he's not a Yosef. From there, Yosef is koil everything. Yosef is the shoyim, it's koil everything. Now, you know, one of the big rabbis said that being ba'atzvas is not the worst aveira, is not the biggest aveira, but it brings to all the big aveiras. And being b'simcha is not the biggest mitzvah, but it brings to all the biggest mitzvahs. A way a person can be besimcha, and the biggest mania that's going to shter, that doesn't let anything get in, and that's the yesoid of everything, is Yosef. Yosef is the same gematria as Tzion. Tzion is Hashroas Hashchina, is Mikdosh. You could only have that if it's Yosef. And if you do have that, then you have simcha, then you have Adar. The dai, the loy dai, but it's a choshev and a kubah. One more aura over here, there's the sugya of the Me'il. It says by the Me'il, V'nishma koiloi bevoi el ha-koidesh. V'nishma koiloi bevoi el ha-koidesh. The Baal HaTurim brings that it says V'nishma koiloi, V'nishma, it says V'nishma three times. V'nishma koiloi bevoi el ha-koidesh, which is by the Kohen Gadol, by Avoida. It says, Kol Asher Diber Nase V'Nishma, V'Nishma, by Nase V'Nishma, which is Torah. And it says in the Megillah, V'Nishma Piskom HaMelech Ki Rabahi. It says in the Megillah, says the V'Nishma. So those are the three times. One of them is Avoida, one of them is Torah, and one of them is the Megillah. The Gemara says in Megillah, V'Vachlan Talmud Torah, V'Avoida, V'Shvil Mikra Megillah. It says, the V'Nishma Piskom HaMelech is Ki Rabahi, it's bigger. It's bigger than Kol Asher Diber Hashem Nase V'Nishma, and then V'nishma koil v'vayel ha-kodesh. Mikra Megillah is doiche, Talmud Torah, and avayel. And the pasuk says, ki rabahi, it's rabah. And it is, the memra in the Gemara Megillah, who said, mevatlan, Talmud Torah, avayel, Mikra Megillah, is rabah. Some guesses are rabah, but in the Megillah it's ki rabahi. And that's the V'nishma. There's another pshat. It says, so if the from the Blue Shiva Rebbe, he says, V'nishma koiloi b'voi el ha-koidesh. He says, when a person goes up to Shemayim, he has to know that he has to leave things over here. You have to leave Talmidim, you have to leave Ksovim, because if it's V'nishma koiloi, you'll koil, your Talmidim will still be doi b'voi spekever, so when b'voi el ha-koidesh, when you go upstairs, it's still going to be V'nishma koiloi. Nowadays you have MP3s, and they already have MP3s of Shmuel Ravzovsky and of Chaim Shmulevitz, and maybe with new modern technology they'll get Rabbi Kivagers also, I don't know, you know. But V'nishma koiloi b'voi el ha-kodesh. Heard a Mordeke Maisa from the Bava Rebbe. The Bava Rebbe was in the Milchama, in the Holocaust, and there was one time when he was arrested, he was locked up somewhere where he thought for sure there was a Shvera Matzah, he thought for sure he's going to be killed the next day, and he wanted to write a Tzavah, and he had pen and paper, and he wanted to write, and started writing V'nishma koiloi Bevoya lakoidish lifnei Hashem, which means he wants to leave over, it's the same idea, he wants to leave over. It should be Vinishma Koiloi when he's Bevoya lakoidish lifnei Hashem, and he was starting to write the Tzavor Ruchni, what he wanted to leave over. And then he realized, he looked at the Hemshech HaPosuk, Vinishma Koiloi Bevoya lakoidish lifnei Hashem, uvitseisei veloyos. And he said, oh, he's going to make it out. And he was Mischazik, and Kachab Avadi, he was Nitzel, and Gansa Maimed, Gansa Mishpochis La'alof and Klal Yisrael. Halachim Bedarka. It says by the Me'il, Pamoin v'rimoin. Now the Pamoinim were made out of Tcheles, Argomon, and Tailas Shoni, as they state in the Pasuk, and it's a Shail Nachroinim. Does it mean each one of the Pamoinim were made out of all three? There was like mixed of Tcheles, Argomon, Tailas Shoni, or no, they were separate. There was ones of Tcheles, of Argomon, of Tailas Shoni. Then there was also Pamoine Zohov. Now, it's a Machloikis Rishonim. Rashi learns that the Pamoinim were next to the Rimoinim. They weren't inside the Rimoinim. There was a Rimoin of Tcheles, Argomon, Tailas Shoni, and separately a Pamoin. Not inside the Rimoin, next to the Rimoin. The Ramban argues and says, no, the Pamoinim were inside the Rimoinim. And the Ramban says it has to be, he says, because otherwise, why Dafka Rimoinim? I'm assuming he means because a Rimoin is like a funny shape, like the bell goes into the Rimoin. But if it's anyways not the bells inside the Rimoin, so why Dafka a Rimoin? Why not a Tapuach Zov? And I don't know, what does the Ramban mean, Tapuach Zov? The Rimoinim weren't made out of Zov, they were made out of Tcheles, Argomen and Tela Shani. He should ask, he should make a Tapuach out of Argomen and Tela Shani. Why Tapuach Zov? Someone told me it means a Tapuach Zov. It was a Tapuach made out of Argomen and Tela Shani. Not sure what he means, Tapuach, but this Vikuach of the Ramban that he says, why Dafka Rimoin? Let it be a Tapuach. Be'emes Likto, Grace Zach. You know, on the Menorah also there was Tapuchim. And Klal Yisrael is Nidmet the Tapuchim. Tapuchim represents the Tzadikim in Klal Yisrael. The Rimoinim represents the not such Tzadikim. Afilu Reikonim Shebehem is Malaya Mitzvahs Karimon. There's a Vikuach over here. You want to make the Pamoin of the Kohen Gadol to make a Rash. Is it for the Tapuchim or is it for the Rimoinim? This is the Sherish of the Machloikis. Shpeit, I want to hear Royce. The Emes is a steer in the Targum. We said it's a Machloikis. Rashi says the Pamoinim were next to the Rimoinim. The Targum says no, they were inside the Rimoinim. And the Ramban says they were inside the Rimoinim. That's why it had to be the shape of a Rimoinim. The Targum is a steerer. In Parshas Tetzaveh, he says it was next to. In Parshas Pekudei, he says they were inside. The Goyim, he says they were inside. What switched? So someone told me, because what switched is in Parshas Kisisa, there was the Cheta Egel. And after Cheta Egel, Ein Kateger Nasa Saneger, and you can't have gold sticking out, so you had to have the gold hidden. But I heard another pshat, that the Emes Avad, the Targum means the Tamoinim were next to the Rimoinim, not inside. What does he mean in Parshat Pekudei? They were inside. Avada, they were next to. But what do you do? First you put the Rimoinim, and then you put the Pamoinim. So the Pamoinim were inside, meaning after the Rimoinim were already there. The Iker Tzur of the Beged was Rimoinim. And then separately you put the Pamoinim in. So they were inside, meaning after you put the Rimoinim. In Parshat Tetzaveh, we're just describing what you have to do. And Pekudei is describing actually putting it on. It describes that the Pamoinim were inside the Rimoinim. Were the Pamoinim and Rimoinim part of the Beged? I'm going to end with this. Were the Pamoinim and Rimoinim part of the Beged? There's Big Day Kahuna. Kohen Gadol that wears Big Day Kahuna that are not the right size, or he's Mechusar Begodim, he's Chayiv Misa. Pamoinim and Rimoinim, let's say you wore Me'il without Pamoinim and Rimoinim. It's Ma'akib, it's the Beged itself. Maybe like this part, the Pamoinim are, the Pamoinim are separate. I saw Sfasemes in Zvochim, he says, most of the pictures have it that, you know, the Pashtus, the Me'il went down to the floor, perfect size. The Kohen Gadol had a perfect size begadim, exactly down to the floor. Right? It wasn't a jacket or a frock, it was perfectly down to the floor. Most of the pictures describe it that the Me'il, the Tcheles of the Me'il ended a few inches above the floor, and at the bottom were the Rimoinim and the Pamoinim. So Hashem says, no, the Beged is a Me'il, and the Beged has to be Lefimi Dosai. And the Beged went down to the floor. The Pamoinim and Rimoinim were around the Beged, attached to the bottom of the hem of the tcheles of it, not below it. It's the shroshim of this shaila has to do with whether it's a chelik of the beged. Good.